Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees, you guys, you guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm Miss V out of the D, and I've got my co-host Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg? Ooh, my voice.
Hello, Miss V. A beautiful sounding voice tonight.
Yeah, I just realized, I'm like, oh my God, this voice is. Well, I know why I got this voice, because of the game today. But, Oh, and bronchitis. So this is not just a game, this is a game and bronchitis. So I'm not even going to discuss that damn thing, because all I'll do is get mad and start cussing. So let's go on to the show. I don't even know how to bring this topic up because it's embarrassing. And I was talking to my daughter actually about it. And the more I looked at it, the more I'm not upset. I'm embarrassed. But, like, for everybody who don't know what's going on, I was at that thing I call a day job. Yeah, I still got that thing. And this week, everybody knows that it was, like, cold as hell here in Detroit. I mean, I think somebody didn't get the memo that it's supposed to be fucking fall and it's not winter into December. Seriously. Because we dropped down to, like, fucking 11 degrees this week and had fucking 11 inches of snow. Yeah, it was fucking beautiful. Yeah, and I'm being very sarcastic. But, yeah, it got cold. So I went into my office and I layered up then. I wear Under Armour. For those of y'all who don't know what Under Armour is, look it up. It's like the bomb-ass shit to wear. But I was layered up, so I had on like an Under Armour shirt and I had on like another shirt on top of it. Well, apparently my nipples were hard and no one told me. And I have no problem with my body. I do have a problem when things happen that are out of my control that are embarrassing. And when I say embarrassing, you know, I'm sorry, but nobody wants to go around trying to advertise to the world that they got hard nipples, okay? I don't know anybody who does that, especially any women that do it. And especially when you're fucking wearing, like, 2-3 layers of goddamn clothes. So, I want to know, for one, and me and Greg have had this discussion, so I know how he feels, but for anyone else who's listening, how would you handle that situation, and if a friend of yours, and I'm talking about women, if you saw a woman with her nipples hard and you know that it was not an intentional thing, would you pull her to the side or would you say something? What happened to me was my friend waited a couple of days to tell me. And, you know, the way I was told, it was like, I know that you weren't trying to get nobody off, but did you realize your nipples were hard? And I'm like, no, because I had on layers. And my friend, you know, she was like, I know you had on layers, you know, blah, blah, blah. But did you realize that it probably, you know, it might turn some people on? And I'm thinking, that day you should have said something to me, you know, should have pulled me to the side like, yo, nip check, you know, something. Because the more I look at it, you know, for one, that's embarrassing. I don't care. It takes a lot to embarrass me, but that's one of those things that's very embarrassing. When I want these bitches to show, believe me, I have no problem putting them out there saying, yo, what's up? Like, check my girls out. But when I'm not trying to, especially in a situation where it could go into a situation of sexual harassment or what we would call inappropriate. And for anybody that doesn't understand, there are certain things that you just don't do in the workplace nowadays. And despite what, you know, they say and the Me Too movement and all this, no one, and I'm going to say this because, ladies, if you say, I can wear what I want and I can do what I want, fuck you, bitch, you're lying. Let me tell you what's inappropriate in the workplace. Your fucking damn nipples saluting the whole goddamn job in the middle of the goddamn winter. It's inappropriate, especially if you know that this is happening. It's just inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to hear, should nobody be looking, that's my body. Stop. It might be your body, but are you there to do your job? Are you there to catch something? And that's the question that I truly have. Because when you start saying what people need to get over and all this, you're wrong. Flat out wrong. And I really want to know, how would anyone else handle that situation? I know Greg said he wouldn't say shit, but he might would go tell a chick that was cool with her, hey, you might want to tell her that she's showing. If he was really, really comfortable with her, somebody that he was friends with, he said that he would probably, you know, pull her to the side and tell her, you know, what was going on. But anybody else, how would you handle that situation? And again, ladies, if you call in, I will definitely slam you if I hear, don't nobody need to be looking. And actually, since I know I got Greg on the phone, I want to know Greg's opinion on what would you say on that part of it. I know how you feel about, you know, the nipples being hard, but
mm-hmm.
What would you say if somebody said you shouldn't be looking?
As far as you should not be looking, most men are smart enough not to even get caught, because it's glance and glance away, back, damn, back, okay, leave it alone, or you're going to get caught. Most women talked to another one today, and she told me what she thought. And it's like, okay, now, and your job, would you be comfortable with someone coming up to you, male, female, coworker, girlfriend, best bud that you go hang out with, that you work with, you know, coming up and saying, hey, you're showing through, and being at work or a day or two later at the bar? And she pretty much said, no, 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 no. So it's, you know, certain women do have a problem, you know, basically with that. For a man, I the one female would have to be very, very good close friend for me to tell her, hey, go tell your buddy over here, she's poking through. Because that's a very,
especially
very,
especially if you don't
delicate
think that's what her intent. And
yes.
I'm not talking about trying to do it intentionally. I'm talking about if this is not the intent, ladies, would you want to be told? Because I, for one, when it happened to me, and like I said, I have no problem with my body, but I do think that in the workplace, that's inappropriate. I've been at the gym, and there have been women, and there's one woman, and I actually said something to one of the trainers about it because even though I was a woman, I felt that we're working out. For one, she had on a sports bra, and this was a few years ago, but I know that this woman knew that she was showing through. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt that being at the gym, that was more on the side of I want people to look at me, and that took it to a level of if someone says something, are you going to get upset? And
right.
She looked like the type of woman who would have gotten upset if somebody would have said something. But I also felt that it was inappropriate. For one, because the gym is a place where, I'm sorry, I ain't trying to see your fucking nipples. Let's keep it real. If we're in the fucking dressing room, that shit is going to show. But on the gym floor where you have not only men and women there, but my gym allows teenagers. And you can be as young as 12 years old and on that gym floor. So if I had a 12-year-old with me and this woman is next to me with her fucking nipples showing, not only am I going to have a problem with it, I would hope that she would have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because no child should be subjected to something like that. And when I say subjected, it's not a good or a bad thing, but it's on borderline where you're asking for someone to sexually harass you. And that's why I had a problem, because with the Me Too movement, it's, first of all, figure out what you want, ladies. Me Too does not mean accusing everybody of fucking sexually harassing you, and Me Too does not mean I can do what the fuck I want. Let's just keep it real.
Right.
And inappropriate is inappropriate regardless. Nipples showing through your clothing when you're not trying to show them in places like a gym and the workplace is inappropriate. Now, if you're on the motherfucking sunny beach in Florida, guess what? Go and show your nipples all day long. Shit, it's fucking so much ass out there. Nipple might be the damn norm now. Gym, classroom, work, there has to be a line drawn. And if you're going to get offended because someone comes and says something to you, become a hermit and stay at home.
Yes.
Because there is appropriate things. And like I said, the gym I go to, they're allowed to have children there as young as age 12. And do you want a 12-year-old hormonal little boy who can't control that damn thing between his legs? Because let's keep it real, men and boys, there are some things that arouse them. And boys are less able to control themselves than grown men, because this is not something they see. Men, on the other hand, have things that they say to themselves mentally. I'm not a man, so I don't know the things that they say, and I'm sure each man got something different. Greg, only you can attest to that. I'm not a man.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, if you're seeing, you know, nipples at work, it's like, okay, yep, one look, two look, done. But you ain't saying nothing because of sexual harassment. And it's not brought on by you making a comment to that person or someone else. It's just that the world we live in today, you can't say anything without fear of, you know, repercussions.
And that's the problem that we have, because like you said, the lady that you talked to said, hell no, she wouldn't want nobody to say nothing at work nor at a bar later on. I, on the other hand, I want to know, because I'm not out there advertising. I'm not, I don't think that it's okay. And I do, if you're friends with me and you're a female, I want you to pull me to the side and say, yo, your girl's showing. And if I don't understand what you mean, come on and tell me that my nipples are hard and you don't know if that's my intent. Sometimes it's the bras mm-hmm. that we wear. Sometimes, just like men have shrinkage when it gets cold. Women get hard when it gets cold, okay? Nipples get hard. And if it's not something that is the norm and that you woke up in the morning saying, I want the whole world to see my shit, let's make it clear, then you should want someone to tell you. And like I said, if you think that it's inappropriate for them to tell you, that's fine. But don't get upset when people stare. Some men are crude and will make a comment. Mm-hmm. We still live in a day and age where we have men who will make comments to women, commander-in-chief, number one. You know, we got an example of a person who will do it. I don't have to go any further. So inappropriate comments to women will happen. And you have to be able to say, how am I going to handle this? Am I going to get offended? Hey, Flycatch, welcome to the show. I see you up in the chat room. The conversation is, how would you feel if you were at work, if you're a woman, and your nipples were showing through your clothing? And I don't mean as in see-through clothing. I mean as in the outline in your nipple was showing. Would you want someone to tell you or not? And do you think it's appropriate for something like that to be showing at work? So you could type in your answer, and I'll read what you're saying. But again, welcome to the show. This is Real Talk with Ms. V. We got 42 minutes left. Okay, I guess I said the wrong thing because Flycatch left the conversation. Damn. You know, I just think anybody's saying the conversation.
Hey, is there a James out there? James, I believe, from Atlanta, call in. Tell us what you think, sir.
Yeah. You called in last week. Call us back. We're curious. You know, like I said, we got 42 minutes left, so, and we on countdown. And we do, this is like the quickest hour. And we, wait a minute. And depending on how long my voice lasts, that might be the quickest whatever.
It could be another 20 minutes.
But, Greg, I mean, like you said, the woman would be, she said that she wouldn't want nobody, like, hell no, don't say shit to her. But do you think it's appropriate in the workplace for a person to have the outline of their nipples showing? You know, I don't care if it's official or not. I mean, do you think that it's appropriate, especially in a workplace setting or in a gym setting? You know, because like I said, I went to the gym a couple of years ago, and I'm curious because I know that some people might say I'm old and I'm a prude. I don't consider myself old and a prude. I consider myself very much aware.
Yeah. Well,
and
I think
our generation is probably more liberal than a lot of people because the shit that offends a lot of other people really don't offend our generation. You know, we're not the Me Too movement generation. That's kids. I want to say this because I'm not saying that the Me Too movement is wrong, but I think that if a man touched your ass in 1985, and you didn't like it then, don't all of a sudden try to get this motherfucker to lose his job in 2019. Mm-hmm. Okay? Speak up when the shit happens. I get tired of everybody saying, well, I couldn't because. Okay, so now this movement, because you got Twitter and social networking, and that makes it okay to say something?
Well, that's true. Now also, saw something today on Facebook, and it's like, oh, yeah, how do you feel about that? I mean, you put a hashtag and the movement, Me Too, and everyone knows what that is. Pound Me Too. Really?
Well, me, there,
is,
I have people who are taking Me Too to a brand new level. Every time, everything, I've talked with people and they'll be like, hashtag Me Too. I'd be like, really? You know, first
yeah.
of all, hashtag Me Too was started, the Me Too movement was started by a black woman talking to rape survivors. Let's
mm-hmm.
keep it real. And she wanted rape survivors to know that they were not alone. Those who could not talk about their rape, those who had been shunned and accused by society, I tell everybody as a rape survivor, as a person who's gone through trial, as the one who faced her accusers, let me tell you something. I understand the Me Too movement, but I want other people to understand some things to go with it. Because when I had a conversation with a person, and this person is a friend of mine, when they said, oh, I feel like Me Too also, and I said, let me tell you something. I was like, I don't want to hear that shit. I said, because after I got raped, it was more than 10 years after I got raped, where I walked into a pager store. Yeah, this is back when pagers were still out. And a sister
mm-hmm.
of one of the gentlemen who raped me worked there. And this bitch went and told everybody in that workplace that I was the one who, quote, unquote, accused her brother. He pled guilty. So I don't know what the fuck I can accuse. You don't plead guilty to something that you didn't do, okay? But made
true.
Sure everybody there knew it and made me extremely uncomfortable. That was 10 years after this had happened to me. There are places that I went for the longest, and I still watch where I go, where if I see these people or their relatives, I'm accused of doing something. Not what they did to me, but I'm accused. So when you start yelling Me Too, and you never confronted your fucking accuser, but now you want the court of public fucking opinion to go after this person, guess what? I feel your pain, but until you sit in that courtroom and somebody rip your ass apart and go into a sex life that you did not have and accuse you of things that you never did and rip you to shreds, you don't get to continue to yell, Me Too, okay? Because facing your accuser on social media and facing your accuser and an accuser in a court of law is a big fucking difference, okay?
Uh-huh.
And saying that this happened to you and naming a person's name that you never put out there before and not giving them a chance to defend themselves, I have a problem. I am not a defender of rapists. But I am a proponent of justice. And everybody should have their due justice in a court of law. That's why we have courts. Yes, rich people get off. Let's keep it real. Fucking Michael Jackson got off, and I'm telling you what I feel about that shit, okay? O.J. Simpson got off. Rich people, black or white, get off. Money will buy you shit that they don't buy poor folks. I'm not saying get over it. It's a reality of our court system. It's sad, but it's
mm-hmm.
true.
I agree.
But when you as a person, man or woman, do not take your accuser to court and want the court of public opinion to persecute that individual without there being facts out there, there is a problem. Harvey Weinstein is going to court, okay? Bill Cosby went to court. True. But Bill Cosby went to court.
Yep. And he's serving.
Justice was served. Do I think all these women who say he did something, that he did it to? No. And I say that because you come years later and say he did something. Okay, let's get some realities out there. Different time, different place, different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hear that, well, it's now. Okay, what is not acceptable now was different in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm sorry, but anybody who's been an actress or an actor has always known about the fucking casting couch. That was the culture
yep.
in Hollywood. That was the culture in the acting culture, in the acting society. As an actor, I knew about the casting couch. Do I agree with the casting couch? No. But was it something that was always known? Harvey Weinstein is not the exception to the fucking casting couch. There's many of people who utilize that casting couch. I personally never had to endure anything with the casting couch. I don't know anybody who had to do anything with the casting couch, but that was a culture that was known. What was known then and accepted then, you cannot say now, all these people need to be persecuted. And I don't care who comes down on me and tells me how wrong I am. Because guess what? It used to be that if you were married to a woman and that was your wife, you could beat her fucking ass and you wouldn't get prosecuted, okay? And I don't care if she was black or white. Women were getting their asses beat by their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was accepted, but the odds of a motherfucker going to jail for beating on his wife was null and void. The courts didn't want to hear about it. That was a domestic situation. Do I get to take my ex-husband who beat my ass and that in 1990? Do I get to go and say, guess what, he did this to me? The courts didn't give a shit, and we went to court. You know what the prosecutor said? Because I fought back, we would both go to court. Which meant it was okay, even though I was the one with the bruises on me. I was the one with the black eyes. I was told
yep.
that because I fought back, I was wrong. Therefore, they were going to prosecute both of us. That's how the court saw it. Now the court see it different. So does that mean I get to go back to them and bring him now and persecute him in a court of law, a public opinion? No. If anything, I should be persecuting the motherfucking courts for what they did. And don't get me wrong, I don't forgive him for what he did. That's why we're not married.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of the few who was able to get out and leave.
And that's good.
But ladies and gentlemen, quit yelling Me Too and bringing up shit that happened 5 million years ago. Bring up the present. Because look at the woman who accused the guy of doing something. This was some actor. And this was all over TV. She accused him of doing something. She even said that she said something to him then about what he had did, and he apologized then, but this bitch still put him in a fucking court of public opinion.
Yes.
She was wrong. She was wrong because for one, she addressed it when it happened. And he even came out and said, but I apologize to you. It was not my intent to make you feel that way. And you accepted my apology and you come back fucking 10, 15 years later and bring it out there again and then say, yeah, but he did say he was sorry. So why would you bring it up? You wanted to ruin this man. I have men tell me on a regular basis that they don't know what to say to women because even if they say something to offend them and that woman says, hey, that's offensive, they still take the risk of, even if they say they're sorry, of being accused of something. Sometimes people do shit that they don't know that they're doing. It happens. That's like being a fucking parent. I'm sorry, there's no fucking book on how to be a perfect fucking parent. That's why I don't like psychiatrists don't have children. Because every 5 minutes, 1 minute beat your children, next minute don't beat your children, next minute have a conversation with your children. Put your children in time out. When did you become an expert?
And that still fluctuates.
Nobody has a perfect marriage. Nobody has a perfect relationship. What may be good for this relationship might be different. Shit, now on TV, they're talking about married couples are living together longer in separate bedrooms and are happy with it. Well, guess what? I don't know about anybody else, but didn't everybody else watch fucking Lucille Ball, the Lucy show? Her and Ricky didn't sleep in the same fucking bed.
Leave it to Beaver.
They didn't sleep in the same bed.
Nope. Most families back in the 50s, 40s, maybe changed late 50s, slept in different beds. Sometimes different bedrooms.
I could tell you my parents sleep in separate bedrooms. And it was strange to me because I went to my parents' house one day and I'm like, Mom, why are you in there? Why are you in here? Well, guess what? They started sleeping in separate bedrooms because at one point in time, my mother went on to a midnight shift. And when she went on midnight, that meant that she was sleeping in the daytime or part of the day. And when my dad would get off work, well, guess what? That's when my mom was sleeping sometimes. And he would also be ready to go to bed because he would go to bed sometimes before she went to work. Well, guess what? It was causing problems because he wants to watch TV in bed. She's at the tail end of her sleep. She's trying to get her sleep. Guess what? She's like, listen, I'm going to sleep in this room. No problem. And it became where they were okay with it. I don't know where they do their business. That ain't none of my business, and I don't care. I'm just keeping it real because I ain't never wanted to know what they did anyway in the bed. So knowing that they're in two separate bedrooms, I'm cool with that shit, okay? You know, I'm like the little kid. Nah, la, 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 la. I don't want to see nothing. So when people sit there and say what's right, what's wrong, don't get shocked if a guy walk up to you because I'm sorry, because there's nothing appropriate about anything nowadays right now. Everybody wants to hashtag me too. I will tell you, if you go back and look at any of my tweets, I have not used hashtag me too on anything. The reason being is because I have my own feelings about the Me Too movement, and I have my feelings because of what Rose McGowan did. She made the Me Too movement into what I would consider a dirty word.
Yes.
I understand the meaning of the Me Too movement. I commend the lady who started the Me Too movement. I have no problem with the Me Too movement. I have a problem with Hollywood and the Me Too movement, okay? I have a problem with celebrities and the Me Too movement. That's where I have the problem with. And I have a problem because Hollywood is saying Me Too because of the casting couch.
Yes.
Okay, do like these other bitches that didn't press charges. Let's keep it real. Harvey Weinstein will have his day in court. I don't know what will come of it, but he will go before a judge and a jury. Bill Cosby went before a judge and a jury.
I think he's being persecuted.
I think he's being persecuted for women who say they were assaulted by him, but there was never any proof because I really don't think Janice Dixon was ever, I don't think he touched her. I just don't. I wasn't there, but I just don't.
Yeah, that woman, probably not, but she's always in, you know, the news, and I'm surprised she wasn't in the news with Michael Jackson.
Again,
or,
I have a problem.
Weinstein.
Or anybody, because she's like always out there for something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing happened to these other women, but you speak up when that happens. This woman, actually the problem I had with her is not what happened to her. I have the problem that she signed a non-disclosure agreement after she got paid off and came back and prosecuted. That's where I got a problem. You done got paid off, and then you're going to go put him in jail? Seriously, bitch? I got a problem with that. Because he did what he did to you, paid your ass off, you signed a non-disclosure agreement, and then you come back and go after him. Are you giving the money back? I just want to know. Because basically, would you accepting that money from him? You were accepting his apology in a form of money.
Yep.
I know you might not think it, but let's call it the way it is. Either you wanted him prosecuted or you wanted the money. You went and got the money and then turned around and prosecuted him. And that's where I have a problem. And people could say I'm wrong on this, but when you get any type of compensation and there's an agreement signed that you will not talk about it, you should hear that. And if you don't adhere to it, there should be ramifications. Look at the little girl who posted on Facebook, thanks to some university, she gets to go to college now because her parents violated the non-disclosure agreement. There was a settlement from some lawsuit, and guess what? They had to pay back all that money. I'm sure that little girl got her ass beat too. Okay? But anybody who got children should know you don't say shit to your children. And I think they're still fighting it because the non-disclosure was between the parents, and they didn't say you couldn't tell your family members. I think they meant go public. And technically, there's like a technicality in there with the child saying something. And I'm sure that those parents are arguing, listen, we're not the ones who put this out there. There was not a dollar amount disclosed, and she made a statement. Who knows if this statement is true or not? It was a child speaking. And I can tell you that sometimes I say shit around my grandchildren to see if they'll repeat it. I say shit to my friends to see if they'll repeat it. Should I say shit to my family because I know that they can't hold fucking water to see if they'll fucking repeat it, okay? Just out to put my point. See, I told you couldn't hold fucking water. I have. Seriously. Is this what this family did? But see, that would be my argument. I'm just keeping it real. That would be my argument. probably not a good argument, but it would be a legit argument because my family will say that they know that I will say shit to people just if they go and repeat it. And then tell them how fucked up they were for repeating it.
You'd be surprised how many families and people that would actually do that.
So that would be my thing. That would be my argument. That she didn't really know what was going on. And what was said to her was said to see if she would repeat it. But that's my crazy ass. My back's how I was talking about embarrassing moments. Ladies, don't get mad. It's inappropriate in the workplace. I personally am embarrassed for my own self. You know, as a matter of fact, since I was told, like even today, I put on my clothes and I was going to the Lions game. And I switched fucking bras, okay? Because I was like, oh, hell, I'm not trying to turn nobody on. That's me being conscious, okay? And I had on layers. So when I was told, it was something, now I got to be more aware of what I'm wearing. And now I got to realize that apparently I'm losing weight again, so I got to switch like the bras I'm wearing, but I'm in between bra sizes, so I'm not going to buy no fucking bras because one bra had like a crease down the middle, but it was too big. But the other one was too small, so I was like in between. I was like, which one of these bitches I wear? I was like, I got to wear one that fits right. I was being conscious of people who may have been around me. At the end of the day, one nipple, no nipple showing today, okay? Just so everybody know, there was no nipple showing today.
Oh, Jesus.
But I tell you, if you see me someplace and my nipples are showing and it ain't a fucking beach or it ain't fucking Vegas where I want these bitches to show, come say, yo, Miss V, you saluting the world. Because I don't want to be that person. And stuff will be said about you. Let's keep it real. You don't want nobody, for the woman who told you today she wouldn't want nobody to say shit to her, I want her to be aware that people will talk about you and it won't be good. And when people say, people can say what they want, that's right, people can say what they want, but anyone who truly believes that sticks and stones can break your bones and names will never hurt you is a fucking lie. That's why kids go and kill motherfuckers in school. Because bullies have said shit to them and they don't know how to handle the words that are being said to them because their feelings are hurt. And if you want to be the female that's being talked about because your fucking nipples are showing and now people think you're a fucking slut or a hoe or a goddamn attention whore, you go right on. Maybe your skin is thicker than mine. But last time I checked, no woman wants to be known as a hoe. Nobody wants to be known as the one who's looking for attention. Or trying to pick up a man at work or wherever she's going. Because those are the signals that are being sent out there. Especially when you say you don't want nobody to say shit to you on that day or even later. Guess what? Then you're trying to pick up something and your reputation is going to not be good. And I could be wrong. But if you don't want nobody to say nothing to you, then you want that unwanted attention. What you think, Greg? Greg, did I put you to sleep? I know Greg is there, but we might be having some connection problem.
No, you're good.
Because I hear a click, but So what do you think about that?
Say that one again.
Okay, a woman, like your friend who said that she wouldn't want nobody to say anything to her, even a couple of days
right.
later about her nipples showing,
right.
I say that that person then has to be okay with people calling her a slut, whore, whatever may come with it, or trying to catch something, be it a man or whatever, because that's unwanted attention, and she's going to be okay with it. And people will talk. People will say negative things, especially if you want to be, quote-unquote, unapproachable on that subject. You know, even though
right.
it's unintentional, you don't want anybody to say anything. I say that person is going to have to be okay being called a whole slut, attention whore, trying to pick up something, trying to pick up a man. And she's going to have to be okay with what's being said about her, which to me is worse than somebody coming to say, hey, you're out there saluting people.
Right, right.
So what do you think?
And I can see that. On her, I would actually, I know her, so I would have to say, no, she's not that type. But I did notice when we were talking today outside the shop, yeah, she's got her arms crossed after I asked that question. So, yeah, if anything, I would say she's kind of very, what, prude?
She doesn't want to be approached about it or spoken to about it, but she
right.
also doesn't want to be known as a slut hoe or attention whore. Because, like you said,
correct.
Once you said something to her about it, even though she wasn't personally showing, it was just a question you were asking, she had her arms crossed to ensure that her nipples weren't showing.
Yes.
So her actions were different than her words. She doesn't want anybody to come say anything to her at work or even after or afterwards, but yet and still, she made it a very conscious point to make sure them nipples was covered, which means that
right.
she's not going to be okay with somebody calling her a slut, a hoe, and a touching whore.
Oh,
so
no.
she should be okay if somebody come and tell her that they're showing, because her actions actually said contrary to what she said out her mouth, if that makes sense.
It, yeah, roundabout way, yeah, it does make sense. So I will, yep, say that.
And I'm not calling her a slut.
Yeah.
And for anybody who says I'm calling his friend a slut or a hoe, no, I'm using her as an example because me and him had this conversation and he went and asked someone else, how would they feel? And the more I looked at it, I said, well, these are the things that happen when you don't want anybody to approach you. So, no, I'm not calling his friend a slut, a hoe, or anything else before y'all sit there and said, oh, Miss V called Greg's friend. No, I did not.
And that's, yeah, that's correct. You did not. So, it's, yeah, I can see where, you know, certain women, yep, they'll do that. And then it's like, hey, I'm advertising no matter what. I want to show my sexuality and don't care.
But the vast majority of women do not want to be out there advertising. Let's just keep it real. And she's a prime example
no.
of one who does not want to be out there advertising. Even though she said she wouldn't want to be approached, her actions after your conversation clearly said, hey, I ain't trying to have nobody look at me like that, though.
And that's the thing, too. You know, you go, like you said, go to the gym, and women are doing this damn near on a routine basis. I mean, look at bodybuilders or fitness competitions where the women are out there. And I will say 99.9% will have a very thin bikini on to show more muscle mass. And that also includes more nipples.
But there are times and places like, and I'm saying this because I've never been personally to one, but I know women who bodybuild, and yes, they will, but wearing a bikini and going to the gym, most bodybuilders don't wear bikinis to the gym. Let's keep it real. They normally wear workout clothes.
No. Yes. They will wear sweatshirts, mostly in bodybuilding, that cover up most of, you know, the torso, chest, and all that.
And even when I go to the gym, I don't wear just a sports bra. I wear something on top of it. I always wear, like, a T-shirt or something. Normally, because I believe in motivating myself, all my shit got little Super Saiyans on it. I got one shirt that says, all I do is win. Apparently, right now, I ain't winning because, which is, well, bitch is winning and gaining weight. I'm on a seafood diet. I see that shit and I eat it, okay? So, yes, I'm winning on that aspect of it. I got another one that says, wake up, sweat, workout, repeat. I've got another one that says, I'd rather be in bed. I have another one that says, run like you're being chased by a dinosaur. You know, I got all kind of crazy shit that I wear. But they're all motivational to me. And these shirts were bought as motivational T-shirts. You know, they weren't bought for anything. I mean, I have a shirt that from when I was running marathons that literally says on it, no excuses. And it has a whole thing on the back of the different things I'm not going to use excuses for. I've got another one that says, literally, WTF, exclamation mark. And it says on the front, but then you look on the back, it's, where's the finish line?
Yeah.
So, you know, there are different things that I have worn. But, again, ain't none of that shit showing nipples, okay? I'm not comfortable showing nipples. Okay? I'm just going to keep it real. Not comfortable at all.
Yep.
You know, I ain't even trying to show my nipples. But then, I ain't trying to show my body either. I haven't worn a bikini in Lord knows how long. I do plan on getting in one in the next 4 years, though. Watch out, people. I will be putting one on. I want to be a hot-ass 55-year-old woman. That I will say. I might wear it just for a picture, but I plan on doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't wear bikinis for a reason, people, and I'm going to let you know. When I was younger, a teenager, I wore a bikini. True story. I went swimming. I used to go swimming like 3-4 times a week. And I had a two-piece bikini, you know, tie on the top, tie in the back, you know, tie up. It covered everything it was supposed to. Somehow, while I was swimming, my top came loose. And I was at the pool. And this is regular swimming, teenagers and all that other good shit. I came up out the water. My top wasn't on. I was embarrassed as hell. I told my mom what happened. I made her take me to the store to buy me a one piece, and I have not worn a bikini since then. I kid you not. That's why I don't wear bikinis. And people can sit there and say, well, it can happen with a one piece. You're right, it can happen with a one piece, but a bitch got a better chance at first she stayed in that one piece than she did in that fucking bikini. Just keeping it real.
True.
Just keeping it flat out real. So, as a person who knows what it's like to wear a bikini, and I had a bikini body for a very long time. I didn't lose my bikini body until I turned about 35, okay? That's when I lost my bikini body. So let's get some shit clear on that. I had a bikini body for a long time. Would I wear a bikini? Fuck no. Why? I ain't trying to advertise to girls. But I'm glad that my top came off that way versus some little boy taking a loose my top, because I think that would have been more embarrassing. I'm just going to keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably wouldn't trust men. At least I know when my top came off, it came off unintentionally. And to this very day, I still don't know what the hell I did where that top didn't stay hooked up. But whatever happened, it didn't happen no more. People was like asking me, they was like, what happened to your sister? I was like, I got rid of that thing.
Yeah. Well, it could have been, you know, if you dived into the water, if you jumped in, or, you know, a bunch of different things.
I don't know what happened. I was 13 or 14 years old. All I know is I made sure it didn't happen no more, right?
Yep. Very true on that.
I wasn't trying to test them waters no more, as they say. I wasn't saying, hey, let's see if this will happen again. Nope. And people thought it was funny, you know. Thank God I was around people who went to swim. And, I mean, I went, thank God I was around a group of kids that we hadn't gotten to the, we weren't, I guess we were, we may have been in puberty, but, you know, weren't sexually active or anything. So, like, all the kids that I was around, it was, you know, it was a point and laugh. It wasn't the damn. It was pointing and laughing.
Right, right.
And I'm actually glad that it happened at that point when it was the point and laugh stage of my life versus the guys trying to talk to me because of that.
Right, right.
Because I wasn't even dating at that time. So maybe I was 12 or 13 because I hadn't even started dating yet. So when you figure that it happens at that time where kids are still being kids and they pointing like, hee hee, look what happened to her, hee hee. Okay, I can handle
right.
the hee hee hee.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden I didn't get a ton of little boys saying, I want to talk to you. Well, no more little boys trying to talk to me than before that, okay? I think as a matter of fact, even less was trying to hunt. I think at that point, I think I had the plague. Because the little boys I was playing flag football with and shit was like, hold up, I don't know if we want to be around this bitch. You know? Like, that ain't the norm. It wasn't a, we want to date her so we could see them things again. It was, we need to keep away from that one. I could be wrong. That's just the way I feel. Okay? So if anybody say, how do you know that? I'm just saying, you know, but I would rather it be like that at the particular time when it happened to me. Because at least I could say we were all being kids. And the little point and laughing was based on us being kids.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We at the tail end of our show, which my voice lasted, but as y'all heard, it's at the tail end of it. So we doing good. We will be back next week. Remember, when we come back next week, then we're taking a week off. And then we'll be back for 2 weeks, and then we'll be off until after the first of the year. So we only got 3 shows left, you guys. So, next Sunday, we'll be back. Quickest hour on internet. I want everybody to know that if you got a topic you want us to discuss, send it to us. Lately, it's just been shit that's been happening to me. But if you got something that you want to hear the answer to or what we think, let us know. But until then, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Everybody.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.